Welcome back to the Indianola Spring Sports Spotlights on KNIA, talking with boys soccer senior Andreas Miller. Andreas, thank you very much for joining us. Again, it's not an easy subject to talk about, but kind of before everything was canceled, talk about what your expectations were for this season.
Well, I mean, I had high hopes. Being like a senior, you kind of want to go out with a great example, especially for younger guys coming up. But I don't know. I thought we had a great group, especially in my class. And I think one of our biggest goals was to go out and try to win the Little Hawkeye Conference. But yeah, that's about it.
Yeah. So I know, you know, coming in last year with a new coach and, you know, a lot of things going on, I guess, what were your thoughts about, you know, your upcoming senior season at the end of last year and how you prepared over the course of this year?
I think our biggest sort of prepping-wise for this year was a lot of futsal with the guys on Wednesday nights and Sundays. It was a lot more consistent than it had been in past years. And I think you could really tell there was a lot of improvement just from the team overall. A lot of guys are getting a lot more touches, and it was looking really good preseason this year.
Well, yeah, and I think going back to the end of last year, it felt like, you know, things were looking up for the squad as well. So talk about the team goals and what you think the team wanted to accomplish. You already mentioned the Little Hawkeye Conference. Was there anything else or individual goals that you had?
Not so much. I mean, our record obviously hasn't been great in past years, but so we wanted to try and at least get a winning season, if not the conference. But, yeah, I mean, I think that for team goals, that was definitely up there.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, I know it's not an easy subject again, but your perspective when the season was canceled and how you kind of dealt with that.
At that point in time, it wasn't a shock, but I mean, it still stung a little bit. So, I mean, middle of March, you know, spring break, and from now on, when it was just postponed, we kind of just had to cling on to that little bit of hope and still put the work in practice just to make sure you'd be ready if it did happen. But it didn't. And so, I mean, for me, it was kind of just like a fall off. I didn't really put any more training or anything. It was just like a break. Well, this is it. So.
All right. Well, again, what has your kind of interaction been with the other seniors? I know a lot of the athletes I've talked to just they can't imagine what it's like being in your shoes. So what has your interactions been like with your other seniors?
I mean, it's been honestly very minimal. I mean, we haven't truly discussed it. I mean, there was a couple of words about it when it got canceled, and then that was about it for talking about the season. But otherwise, we've had conversations about trying to pick up it again in the summer and try to get something in, get it game-like. But, I mean, as far as the season goes, we haven't. It's just been a lost opportunity, I guess you could say.
All right. Well, I know, you know, graduation is here and hopefully get a ceremony later this summer. But what are your plans for the future?
Well, I haven't made a college decision yet, but that's where I plan on going. I plan on playing soccer in college and then quite possibly running track as well. I haven't figured that out yet.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us. Really appreciate it. And best of luck next year at the next level.
Thank you.